It's Tuesday, the 13th of January, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. I'm in the mobile studio this morning on my way to work. It's a lovely sunny morning this morning. I have seen talk on Facebook that other people are expecting snow today in other parts of England, but certainly in green Cheshire it is sunny and blue skies, which is rather nice. I'm going to join in with a conversation that's going on amongst a number of the people that I follow here on Audio Boom, which is quite an interesting discussion, actually. It was started by a chap whose Audio Boom name and Twitter name is Pilgrim Chris, who said that he had experienced a number of times. He gave one specific example, but the way he talked about it, it sounds like it's not the first time this has happened. He is a man of faith, and he experiences times when somebody who is not of faith, either an atheist, an agnostic, or an ignostic, which is the first time I've heard that expression used, who will suddenly bring faith into a conversation that was not about faith. So the example Chris gives is a conversation about mobile phones, and suddenly somebody interjects and says, oh, you're supposed to be... I can't remember the exact example, actually. Something about you're supposed to be forgiveness, or that's not very Christian, or the Bible doesn't say that. And Chris's experience is that as a Christian, non-Christians use bring the Bible or his faith into discussions when it's not really relevant, which is quite interesting. I mean, it's not something I've experienced, I don't think, but I've been thinking about it a lot, and I've been listening to a number of people talking on this subject. I think most of the people I follow on Audio Boo have joined in, so I've listened to comments from Top Gold, from SM2N, from Claire Randall, from Paul Hopkins, who is VI Podcasting. I'm sure Imani Blog has weighed in a little bit as well. So a lot of my timeline recently has been people expressing how this happens, their experiences of it, what they think causes it, and so on. Just to pitch myself into this, I am not a person of faith. I have generally sat on the hedge and called myself an agnostic, but I have to say these days I am tending more towards calling myself an atheist. I tried Christianity. I went through a period where I tried to let God into my life, and for whatever reason, it didn't work for me. And so I walked away and I said, right, okay, that's, as far as coping mechanisms with life go, that's not the one for me. However, I completely respect those people for whom it does work. And, obviously religion works for a lot of people, and that's fine. That's great. If it's working for them, that's fine. Just don't try and push it at me. It's my attitude about the whole thing. I'll get through life the best way I can. You guys get through life the best way you can, and somehow we'll find a way of living together. But it was interesting because Paul Hopkins said in his most recent boo that a lot of the times we hone in on the differences between each other, and I think this is very true. And I don't think it's just faith that does this. I don't know if it's human nature or if it's just the nature of some people, but it is very easy to be critical of others when they are different. And that's not just faith. If I talk about the stuff that I know, obviously I'm a parent, and within parenting communities, you see a lot of judgmental behaviour. The way that you feed your baby, the way that you sleep train your baby or don't sleep train your baby, the way that you discipline your child. There are a number of ways that people do things differently. And there is a very strong tendency to be critical of anybody who does it differently to you. I mean, I do it, and I try really hard not to be critical or judgy, but sometimes something will happen. And my instant reaction in my head will be, well, that's because you do such and such. And it's simply because other people are doing things that didn't work for us. And I think just to throw another kind of point of view in on this conversation about why it is that atheists bring the Bible into everything, I think it almost says more about them than it does about you. It says that they're the kind of person who, feels like they have points to score, or feels like they've they don't agree with the some fundamental parts of your life or whatever it is, but you know, the fact that they feel the need to bring something irrelevant to a discussion, you know, maybe that says more about them than it does about you. Just a thought. But yeah, it's an interesting one, and you know, as I said, it's not just the faith thing. It happens all over the place, and I think you have to be quite self-aware to spot it happening. And I don't think, you know, there are people out there who are not that self-aware, and you don't know what's gone on in people's past. You know, it might be that this particular case, this particular person had a very bad experience with religion, and if they noticed that they were talking to somebody of faith, they wanted to hit out in some way or hurt back, or you don't know. But I do genuinely think that it's probably more, has more to do with the person bringing the subject into the equation than the other person. Although I agree with Paul that, you know, sometimes if your interactions with somebody of faith, or indeed somebody not of faith, and people can be evangelical about all sorts of things. I mean, again, the non-faith example that I always use is breastfeeding. There's a number of people who are hugely evangelical about breastfeeding, and I think evangelism of any kind, where you were of any type, where you are trying to force your views on other people where they may not be the right views for that person, makes people uncomfortable. I don't agree with it. I don't like it if it happens to me. And it can cause friction. And so, you know, if there's some history, if there's been some kind of problem in the past where there's been some evangelism or something, maybe people will just use any kind of disagreement as an excuse to sort of throw that back, as it were. I don't know. But, yeah, I think it's fair to say that these things are complicated. Human interactions are hugely difficult. You know, particularly over, I think this happened over Twitter, which is a written medium where it's very, very easy to get the wrong idea of things. And interestingly, talking about Twitter, again, this comes back to my point of, you know, there is a kind of human nature where we are judgy, we can be nasty to people who are different. And Twitter is a really good example. I mean, look at what people can do when they have the ability to create what they think is an anonymous Twitter account. You know, the trolling that goes on, the opinions that people express when they don't think there's going to be any repercussions for it, is quite horrible. There was a story in the news recently about a woman who'd been sending nasty messages to the parents of Madeleine McCann. And some examples of what she said were published. And you wouldn't say things like that to somebody face-to-face in the street. But the fact that you felt protected behind the anonymity of Twitter, and, you know, some people just come out like that. I'm definitely rambling now. And I'm not sure I have a point other than to say, you know, it isn't just about... Any conversation isn't just about one person. There are two people inputting to it, and each person comes in with their own prejudices, their own beliefs, and some interactions can not work out the way that one party or the other expects, I guess. I just wanted to finish off because part of this discussion has then come into a comments about Pilgrim Chris's username, and put me against the list of people who didn't realise, Chris, that your name is actually Chris Pilgrim. And I'm in the list of people who thought it was some kind of reference to your faith or your belief that you called yourself Pilgrim Chris. And yeah, again, that's my own beliefs, my own paradigms, my own assumptions coming into play. But it is, you know, it is very easy for us to make assumptions about other people. And I don't, you know, there's no simple answer to that other than get to know people, acknowledge where you've made a mistake or an assumption. So I apologise for making an assumption about your name, and it's good to realise that there's actually another reason for that name. But yeah, and conversations like this, talking to each other, talking through things with each other, is always good, and you always learn more about people, and I don't think that's ever a bad thing. So, I've filled my 10 minutes, I've been waffling, I do apologise, normal service will resume shortly, and I will speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.